Pi. Morning, everybody. We're holding Pi to 20, day 26. We're talking about the Baal Lashon Hara. Chafetz Chaim, we're still like at the beginning of the Halakha of Lashon Hara, says, whatever I have said until now pertains to the occasional speaker of Lashon Hara. But if God forbid the person is the habitual speaker of Lashon Hara, this person is called a Baal Lashon Hara. Habitual speaker of Lashon Hara. And the punishment is far worse. That's what he said. He says that people, there's a tendency among people to view Lashon Hara as a less severe sin. They say it's not so bad to speak Lashon Hara. Right? It's not so bad. But if we inform someone that the food which he's eating might be non-kosher, he would spit it out immediately. For many people, Lashon Hara does not evoke the same revulsion. Yet, the Chafetz Chaim equates speaking Lashon Hara with eating non-kosher food. And therefore, even an occasional bit of Lashon Hara is an incredibly destructive sin for both the speaker and to the Jewish people as a whole. If one incorporates Lashon Hara to be a regular feature in everyday speech, and he complains about other shortcomings, then he's considered a Baal Lashon Hara, and he enters a new halachic realm. The Baal Lashon Hara is not just speaking Lashon Hara. He is denigrating a mitzvah of Hashem, and he's flouting out the word of Hashem. Let's imagine, for example, if an Orthodox Jew, he's careful in his mitzvah of Darvis, because he has one little habit. There's one little bad habit. He's a good Jew. What's his little habit? He happens to eat breakfast at McDonald's every morning. So it's obvious that, let's see how it was bad. He's an Orthodox Jew, but he has one bad habit. He's trying to work on himself. He has one bad habit. He eats at McDonald's every morning. Right? So obviously he's not, he wouldn't consider him to be an Orthodox Jew. Right? Every morning he's just, he said he has a bad habit. Not Mahadran. He's going to McDonald's, not Mahadran. So the Chafetz Chaim speaks, the Chafetz Chaim informs us that a person who speaks Lashon Hara, that he's constantly ignoring the Torah prohibition, and he's guilty of much more than committing an isolated sin. He is denying a part of Hashem's Torah, and therefore casts doubt upon the validity of his entire mitzvah observance. Well, pretty fun. So now we're holding in. But so now we're holding by Gemara Matas Daf Ches on base 8B. We're holding the Gemara now. We're really in the middle of the Gemara. We're going to continue from Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the top.
10 lines from the top, 8B.
Oh, so it says like this. We're now dealing with the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, what does the Pasuk say, the full Pasuk? The Pasuk says, if you look on the side of your Gemara's, the fancy Gemara, they'll have my Pasuk Beis, what does it say? It says, Sheshes Yamim Tavim, you shall work for 6 days, Ubayom HaShvi'i Tishpos, and rest on the seventh day, Becharish Ubakatzir Tishpos, right? You shall rest from plowing and from reaping, right? So we had a hard time that, how in the world is Pasuk referring to Shabbos? We know on Shabbos, there's 39 halachas that are asur, not just plowing and reaping. So why is this pasuk only telling me to rest on Shabbos for plowing and reaping? So that's what we're trying to understand. So let's see what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, with top line, 10 lines to the top of the page. Rabbi Shmuel says, Ma charish rishos, it's not there. Rabbi Shmuel. See Rabbi Shmuel? Yes. Three lines, three words from there. So Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Ma Charish Rishos. Just like plowing is voluntary, because there's never a mitzvah, you don't have to plow. So the Torah tells you on Shabbos you're not allowed to plow, it's referring to when you're plowing voluntarily. Af Kutzer, also when the Torah says the word reaping, we're also referring to the case of Rishut that's voluntary. Yatza, what are we coming to exclude? Ketzira Amr, the cutting of Amr, Shehu Mitzvah. that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So when you're not allowed to reap on Shabbos, that's when I'm voluntarily, I'm just doing it out of my own goodwill. I'm in the mood of harvesting my field. You can't do that on Shabbos. Correct? But let's say it's a mitzvah. Like, when is it a mitzvah to reap on Shabbos? If you have the Karban Omer, we know that the night after the first day of Pesach, right? So let's say the first day of Pesach is Friday. Friday night, the mitzvah, usually, is a mitzvah to cut the Omer. So what happens when it comes out on Shabbos? You're allowed to cut the Omer? Kind of the Pasuk says yes. That's what this Pasuk is referring to. That's what Yishmael is telling. That's what Yishmael is telling. That's it. Again, Pasuk says, Kacharish v'katsa tishbu, right? It says, plowing and reaping, you should rest. So what's it referring to? It's Rabbi Shmuel tells us. Just like plowing is in a case when it's voluntary, you're not to plow when it's voluntary. Right? Because there's no such mitzvah ever to plow. So this case for sure is when it's voluntary. So just like you're not allowed to plow only, the Torah is telling you, only not allowed to plow when it's voluntary. So too you're not allowed to reap when it's voluntary.
And they're sitting next to the place next to each other.
Since they're next to each other. So just like this case, plowing has to be voluntary. And it's said right next to the word reaping. This case also is in a scenario where it's voluntary. So the Torah is telling you, you're not allowed to plow or to reap when it's voluntary. That's not allowed. But let's say it's Shabbos. But on Shabbos, let's say it's a mitzvah. Like, let's say it's Ketzir Somer. Then, the Torah, you don't have to rest. So what's the Torah done? When you're plowing voluntarily, or you're reaping voluntarily, then you have to rest on Shabbos. But if the exclusion is a mitzvah, then you don't have to rest, and you're allowed to cut down the Korban Omer. Rabbi, it's good?
Good.
That's right, it's on Shabbos. You have to rest, because the Rabbi Kiva said it's referred to it on Shemitah. Mishma is saying on Shabbos. So rest on Shabbos.
Good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is there going to be another way to say since you could reap on Shabbos? If you would find such a mitzvah, but there's no such mitzvah.
So you're right. But is Pesach ever on Shabbos?
So these days, well, now it's really with our calendar, the first day of Pesach is almost never going to be Friday Hillel's calendar, but if it would be, it would be allowed to. I mean, the way we have the calendar, it never will come out such a thing. Friday is never the first day of Pesach. But if it would be, if you were to go, we go to Hillel's calendar, but if you have a different type of calendar, it could work out, then you would be allowed to reap on Friday night for the Korban Omer. So the Torah is only telling you you can't do it when it's voluntary. The exclusion of the mitzvah, so let's see again inside. Rishmal says, Ma Charish Rishos, just like Charish, the scenario of plowing is referring to a scenario where it's voluntary. I've katzir. Also, katzir is just referring to a case where it's voluntary. Yatzah to the exclusion. Katzir Omer, when you cut the Omer, show mitzvah, which is a mitzvah, that you don't have to rest. And that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. You're allowed to cut down. Let's see Rashi now, Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel, Omer, ma charish rishos. What does Rashi say? The first Rabbi Shmuel is telling me this pasuk is referring to Shabbos. Then you have a question. Why did you specifically telling me you're only not allowed to plow and reap on Shabbos? Well, halachi nakat karish v'katzir, and for this is why we took to say the Torah took to say specifically that you have to rest from plowing and reaping. L'amr l'cha to tell you ma hacharish. Hashem said like this, just like the plowing sha'ani oiser l'cha. That I say it's asr forbidden for you to do, b'Shabbos on Shabbos, we're referring to Charish al Rishos, the scenario where you're plowing. Charish al Rishos, who, is specifically, you can't plow when it's voluntary. And how do I know that Rashi wants to know? Rashi tells me, it has to be the plowing was a case of voluntary. How do I know? She'ein lanu Charish al Mitzvah. We have no case that plowing is a mitzvah. So it must be plowing, in the case it's voluntary.
Is
that Karisha Shemitah preparing for? Sorry, there's no mitzvah ever.
Well, on Shabbos, no, but during Shemitah.
Ever, no mitzvah to plow for a.
Karisha
and the Shemitah
here to prepare for the
Omer. Why does he say it's not a mitzvah? We'll get to that. As in, why does he say it's not a mitzvah? It's preparing for a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. That's the word you said. We wanted to get to that. But right now, we're not there yet. You're a step ahead of us. So right now, what are we saying? Ma charish reshul she'en lanu charish shal mitzvah. Av kutzer, also cutting down, reaping, which is said right next to the word plowing. Is ena oizilcha, we're not forbidding you. Ela shal reshus, only when it's voluntary, right?
We're not combining. We're separate on Shabbos. Rashi is saying that they're separate on Shabbos. You could, plowing is forbidden.
Just like plowing.
But reaping is okay.
Just like plowing in a scenario of voluntary, it's forbidden. So to reaping also, when you're doing it voluntarily, it's forbidden. Yata to the exclusion.
It's okay.
Oh, because you're Amor Shalem Mitzvah, good. So it's okay when it's a mitzvah. Good. So when it's a mitzvah, when it's a mitzvah, it's good. That's what Rashi says. That is what the one wants to say right now. So why? Since the words plowing and reaping were next to each other. So just like plowing is referring to a case where it's personal, where it's optional. So the plow is also, you only have to rest on Shabbos, it's personal. Let's say it's because Hashem told me to do it. Hashem told me to reap today because it's the carbon armor, and then it's mutter, then it's allowed. That is the salah, that's the salah. Fine, so far Bishmal sounds beautiful. Right? You want to say Bishmal sounds like he's saying a beautiful Allah. One of the rabbis said to Rava, where do you get that from? Who told you there's no such case of plowing it's a mitzvah? Me mind the Harishan, the Rishos, from where do you know that the scenario, the Torah scenario of plowing is, we said, when it's voluntary? Dilma maybe. Harisha, Omer, the mitzvah. Who told you? You told me that when you're plowing, it's voluntary. So also, you're reaping, you're not allowed to do it, it's voluntary. Who said that's true? Maybe, the case when you were plowing was in the case of a mitzvah. Right? Maybe it's in the case of a mitzvah. Maybe it's not when it was voluntary. It's really the case of a mitzvah. And you're not allowed to do it. And so do heroes by reaping. Even when it's a mitzvah, you're not allowed to do it. Then who told you that the case of plowing was in the case where it was voluntary? Maybe the Torah says you're plowing. Was when you're plowing for a mitzvah, because what was the mitzvah? Because you're plowing in order that you could plant for the carbon armor. Let's say I want to plow, in order with the intention to plant barley, that I'll cut down for the carbon armor. Maybe that's what the pasuk is referring to. And maybe the Torah is telling me I have to rest even in a case where it's a mitzvah. You told me just like plowing is a voluntary, also reaping is voluntary. So mitzvah is allowed. Maybe the pasuk is telling me, even in a scenario where it is a mitzvah, you're still not allowed to reap, and even if it's the carbon armor, you're still not allowed to. That's the worst question. So let's see the tzad again. I'm going to wear a bundle of rava. What about an es rava? Nimai the harisha derishos. How do you know plowing was in a case where it was voluntary? Dilma, maybe harisha's armor. You're plowing with the intention to plant the barley with the carbon armor. The mitzvah, that it's a mitzvah. And even so, the Torah tells you you have to rest. So again, the Gemara is saying, how do you know preparing for the carbon armor is not a mitzvah? Maybe preparing the carbon armor is also a mitzvah. Just like we had the Gemara in Amud Aleph, right? We said preparing for your sukkah, preparing, chopping the wood, which is preparing for your sukkah, preparing for the wood for the mizbeach. That's also a mitzvah. So why is it the same thing here?
The
courts
prove that, but it wasn't?
Why did they answer? Why did they answer like we said earlier? We didn't disprove. We just said, in a way we disproved. What did we say? Amar Lehi said back to him, it was the same exact Gemara as we had at Amudah. So Rava said back to this rabbi, said, I'll prove to you that even when you plow for the carbon armor, it's not a mitzvah. What's my proof? Kivan, since the imatzah harsh, if you already found a field that was already plowed, in a harish, you don't have to plow specifically for the mitzvah. So it's a lot of mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. Right, just like we said in Amud Aleph, if you find wood that's already chopped, you don't have to chop wood for a sukkah. Here also, if you find a field that's already plowed, I can use it for the plant barley and grow barley for the carbon armor. That proves to me it's not part of the mitzvah. That's my proof. So you say, you want to know, how do I know plowing is never a mitzvah? Because even if you plow for the carbon armor, that's not the mitzvah. It's preparing for the mitzvah, but it's not the mitzvah. That's what we wanted to say. Preparing for the mitzvah is not part of the mitzvah. Good. And therefore, the pasuk is only specifically referring to a case where it is optional. And if, but if it's a mitzvah, you could reap. Eser v'inu l'rava. Let's just see Rashi. Very important Rashi. Rashi says, in matzah chorish in a tzarech lachrosh. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, if you found it already plowed, you don't have to plow. Avol kazeh. But if it's cutting, this cutting is different than cutting of a sukkah. Rashi says, let's say you found, but it's barley that's already cut. What's that halacha? It's not good. Can I take this and bring the barley offering? Let's say you find barley that's not cut. Yes, so let's say you found, Rabbi Yitzha, find barley that's already cut. What's that halacha?
Because it says
Sira
and the Pasuk, you're supposed to do
Sira
again.
Oh, you have to
do
Sira again. It's part of the mitzvah.
Read the Rashi.
Look, read the Rashi. Sorry. Rashi says, Mazah Rashi Yitzharach Lachrosh, Avol Katzer, Afilu Mazah Katzer, even if you found it already cut, let's say I found my beautiful stalks of barley ready cut, still mitzvah lektar lishma. It's a mitzvah to cut it for the sake of the mitzvah of the Omer, specifically for this mitzvah to bring the Korban, the Chassib, like it says, uktar, that we shall cut it down. The Havesim is the Omer, you shall bring the Omer. Don't just say bring the Omer wherever you find it. The specific mitzvah, the mitzvah is to cut it. However, the plowing is just preparing that I should have something to cut. But the plowing itself is not the mitzvah. That's what Rava wants to ask. So they ask Rava, maybe the plowing is a mitzvah. He told us, not true. Plowing is not the mitzvah. The cutting is the mitzvah. What's my proof? Plowing is not the mitzvah. Because let's say you found the case where it was already plowed. You don't have to plow with shame the mitzvah. It's fine. Go plant your barley. Grow beautiful barley. So that's not part of the mitzvah. It's like we had the Gemara Noman Aleph. Right? So we said if you have wood that's already cut for your sukkah, it's not a mitzvah. Here it was. Now we have the same question as we had on Amar Aleph. The same question. That we're saying the preparation for a mitzvah is not part of the mitzvah. Esri Ravina L'Rava. Ravina has the question of Rava. We said in our Mishnah that someone kills another person mistakenly, they go to Galus. But Yatzat to the exclusion of what? Yatzat to the exclusion of what? Ha'av, a father, Hamaka Esvino, who hits his son and kills him. But Harav, Harada Estamida. Ushleach Bested, Ushleach Bested. And we said in our Mishnah, all these scenarios, we said in our Mishnah that you don't go to Galus because you're doing your mitzvah. Mar Esva, my why? Lema, let's say, Kivan the Ilu Gamer La Mitzvah, since if the child who's sitting and learning Torah, it's not a mitzvah to hit him. Hashtanavi La Mitzvah, now also it's not a mitzvah. So they weren't asking that why you get Pater from Golas when you kill the kid when you're hitting. That's only preparation to get him to learn Torah. What's my proof? Because if he's learning Torah, you don't have to hit him. Just like we said about us before, right? Let's say I have a field that's already plowed. You don't have to plow it, it's not part of the mitzvah. Say, also, if the kid is learning Torah, you don't have to hit him. That's just a preparation, so it's not part of the mitzvah. Sorry. Why is it you told me preparing for a mitzvah is not part of the mitzvah? Right? But it seems like the Mishnah is not true. Say, I'm preparing for your son to learn Torah is part of the mitzvah. That's why you don't go to Golos. Mar says, no. That's different. Over there, that is the mitzvah. Hasam over there, af al gav the gomer, even though he is learning Torah, he's doing everything right. Nami mitzvah kavet, he's still doing a mitzvah by hitting the child. Dichsev, because the pasuk says, Yaser bin chaviyani chacha, chastity his son, and it says you arrest when you get older. But again, so we're coming at now. What's this Gemara saying? Preparing for a mitzvah is not part of the mitzvah. So plowing the field for the carbon armor, what is there moving? And plow the field for the carbon armor, it's part of the mitzvah or not? Not part of the mitzvah. Therefore, you can't do it on Shabbos. But to cutting down, you could do. Ah, you told me, so why by hitting his son, are you saying it's part of the mitzvah? It should be he's only preparing it for the mitzvah, to learn Torah. I said, no. That is the mitzvah. I said, that is the mitzvah. The hitting the son is the mitzvah. That's the Gemara's answer. That's the mitzvah. Fine. So as of now, what happened to Rava? This rabbi asked Rava a question. What was his question of Rava? He asked Rava that, how do you know plowing is not a mitzvah? So what was his answer? Preparation. Oh, Zuckerberg, yes. Again, we had a question. Right? What do we had a question. This rabbi asked rabbi, maybe plowing is a mitzvah. Right? He said, maybe plowing is a mitzvah. Right? That was his question. He said, who told you plowing is voluntary? Maybe plowing is a mitzvah. And reaping is a mitzvah. And still you can't do it. The Torah is telling you to rest. So rabbi told me, no. Preparation is not a part of the mitzvah. That was his first term. Good? That was rabbi's answer. He says he's only preparing for the mitzvah. It's not really a mitzvah. So it's not really a mitzvah. It's more because it's almost like voluntary. Therefore, it's not part of the mitzvah. You can't do it on Shabbos. Good? That's what Rabbi's first term. Now Rabbi said, you know, I can say something much better. You're asking me, how do I know the Torah is not talking about a scenario of a mitzvah? So I told you try to get that. I told you first, preparing for the mitzvah is not a mitzvah. Come and say, I'll answer you a better term. So Hada, I'm a Rabbi. Rabbi said back, he went back and said, it's not a good thing that I'm saying. Meaning, Rashi said, I have a better teretz. Let's see Rashi. Lav milsi yidamim.
One second, Rabbi. After that, he's saying kiva, right? I'm going to let Rabbi answer, right? And that whole thing, Ravina asked Rabbi another question? Since he's here, Rabbi said,
preparation for a mitzvah is not part of the mitzvah.
Okay,
what's Ravina's question? We see it in our Mishnah, hitting a child, which is preparation for the mitzvah, is a mitzvah.
But then they brought the pasuk to support that.
So then we explained that we said it's wrong. That scenario, it's not a preparation for a mitzvah. Hitting the son is the mitzvah.
So that's a support to Rabbi. That
doesn't. Good to support to Rabbi. Good to right now it's a support to Rabbi.
It's not a
problem. So right now Rabbi's fine. So Rabbi has a shot. So right now Rabbi has a good answer. That any time you're preparing for a mitzvah, it's not part of the mitzvah. So since plowing is only preparing for a mitzvah, well, it's not part of the mitzvah. Therefore, the pasuk is referring to a case that's voluntary. Because plowing is voluntary, so you have no such case that it's a mitzvah. Because even if it's in the case of Ketir Omer, it's still not a mitzvah. Therefore, you can understand the pasuk is speaking about. Now Rabbi comes back, he doesn't have to, he doesn't have a challenge against it. Rabbi on his own comes back and says, I have a better answer for you. You asked me, how do I know the pasuk is not to refer to a case of a mitzvah? And I told you it's only preparation for a mitzvah. Now I have a better answer. I have a better answer for you. You're questioning me that maybe the Torah scenario of plowing is a mitzvah. That's your question on me, right? Rabbi said, you know, I have a good answer for you. Father Amar Rabbi, La milsi yida amri. It's not a problem. So I'll explain to you like this. My time. Because ktsira dumi yida harisha. Ma harisha. Just like when it's plowed. Matzah harish inu harish. If you find a field plowed, let's say even for the carbon armor, you don't have to plow it. Right? So if the Torah said, right, let's say, even if you tell me it's in the case of carbon armor. Let's say the Torah's case was the case of plowing, that you plowed for the carbon armor. But once it was plowed already, do I have to plow it on Shabbos? But even in the scenario of carbon armor, if I plow it, I don't have to. So just like the scenario of plowing is referring to a case that I don't have to plow, so too, Katsira also, we're referring to a case that I don't have to plow. The Esau could add on, if you're going to think mitzvah, they're referring to a scenario where there's a mitzvah to cut it down. Matzah kaiser in a kaiser. If you found the cut down, you don't have to cut down anymore. Mitzvah looks our lobby, but we know that the mitzvah, you have to cut it down. Let's see Rashi then said a little better. What does Rashi say? My time, I'm kutzer dumyot to harsh. Machlarish, just like cutting down Machal Makon, Matzah Harsh, if you found anything plowed, in a mitzvah lachrish, you don't have to plow again. Avkazir Machlarish, so too, the case of reaping is referring in such a scenario, Askina, we're dealing in such a scenario, She'im Matzah Katzir, that if you would find it to be cut down, in mitzvah looks, so you do not have to cut any more down.
Are you Yotzah
Mitzvah
or not?
Yotzah Ktira, the exclusion of Ktira Amr. She'afilu Matzah Katzir, if you find the cut down, mitzvah lixar, so mitzvah to cut it down. The Esau could add a mitzvah because you're so mitzvah, matzah kutzer in a kaitzer. If you're going to tell me it's a mitzvah, in a case where you find the cut down, you don't have to cut down, Kvinizu, it's a Tamiya. What's Rabbi saying? He's saying like this. He's saying that, let's say you tell me the case is talking about you plowed either for the mitzvah. But let's say you were plowed. But once it's already plowed, do you have to plow again?
No.
No? So it is something like this. Just like if it's already plowed. Right? Just like if it's already plowed, you don't have to plow again. Let's say by Harisha, right? Let's say I have a case either for carbon avenue. It's already plowed, you don't have to plow again. Right? So he wants to say that this case also referring to a place that's already plowed, you don't have to plow again. So he's like this, every case of plowing, even if it's a case of carbon avenue, right? If it's already plowed, you don't have to plow again. True? You understand, it's already plowed for carbon avenue. Plow. So just like the case over here is referring to a case that's plowed, you don't have to plow again. Kasher also is in a case that if you're already plowed, you wouldn't have to plow again. That's a case that you have to rest on Shabbos. To the exclusion of a case where you do have to plow again, then you don't have to plow. This case, what's the case of plow?
If you plow,
even if you plow for the carbon oven, let's say it was already plowed, even if we're dealing with a carbon oven, right? Do you have to plow again if you found the plow? No. So in the case of plowing, you never have to plow again. If it's already plowed, you don't have to plow again. It's already plowed, you don't have to plow again, correct? Even if it was for the carbon armor, correct? So we want to say the case of Kutzer also is referring to a case that is already plowed, you don't have to plow again. Which just means you were cutting down for your own voluntarily. But if it's a mitzvah, then you would be allowed.
To plow?
To reap.
Okay.
No, because it's a heckish. Mm-hmm. Just like in the case of plowing, where if it was already plowed, you don't have to plow. There's no such thing, you never have to plow again. So here also by reaping,
you don't have to reap again?
That's when you have to rest. In a case where it was already, it's basically a personal thing, it was already reaped, you don't have to reap again. Which is any case, you just reap stuff. That's awesome.
To the exclusion
of our case, where you do have to reap again, there it's not awesome. So you say this case is the equal to this case. So in the case of plowing, even if it's the armor, it's already plowed.
This is another limud on what we
it's another limud. How
we you tried to say this is a stronger limud than what we had earlier.
Right. Exactly. Originally Rebbe said, just like this is a rishus, this is personal, this also is personal. The reaping also is personal to the exclusion of the mitzvah. Right?
Right.
But in order to say that, he had to tell me that, this is not a mitzvah. That was not a mitzvah. The plow is not a mitzvah. Let's say you don't like that. Let's say you don't like to say that. Let's say you like to say and tell me plowing is a mitzvah. That's Rebbe's second shot. I mean, Rebbe's first shot, he was saying plowing is only preparation, it's not a mitzvah. So if Pasuk is only talking about the cases of not a mitzvah, plowing and reaping. But if it is a mitzvah, there, you don't have to rest, you could do it. Now I'm saying scratch that.
There was a havliya that we could plow in the previous Tishat for a mitzvah?
If
it was for a mitzvah, you'd be able to plow.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
But if it's a mitzvah, you'd be able to plow, yeah.
That was the first shot. That's what I said. Right. Now, that's Rebbe's first shot.
But
very good.
What if you were forced to plow? For example, say you have a nice plowed field and it rains for an entire week. It happens. And the entire field's flooded for a month. It takes a month to dry out. You would have to replow everything.
So, but what if you do it on Shabbos?
The Shabbos would be the Shemitah year, wouldn't it?
Months too late, maybe the body come after the Pesach.
Right, well, the rainy seasons.
After the body, not 1 month later.
No, but I'm saying the rainy season's in what, November?
So.
Right, so it takes what, how many months? for barley to grow? No, we're talking about plowing before you can even put the seeds down. So that if the rain's late, say like you start plowing in August, thinking of the right after right after Shavuos, and you didn't get rain until November.
Well, let's figure it out. I'm not sure. I don't know how the rain works. Let's figure out how it works. I don't know. It's a real farmer. Not really a Reuven. Reuven's a gardener. It's a farmer. Fine. Let's go. So again, what's the second shot? We're going to try to get the second shot to start the Mishnah tomorrow. Right? What's the next shot? What's the second shot in Reuven? What's the second shot in Reuven? Kiva, what's going on in the back? Okay, again. Rubber's first shot was cutting down, plowing is not a miss. Comes Rubber's second shot and says, you know what, I'll give it to you. Right. Let's say plowing, even though you're preparing it, is a mitzvah. Let's say it's a mitzvah.
Let's say you want to hold, like you were.
You want to hold your question, preparing for a mitzvah.
The extra mitzvah is a mitzvah.
Is a mitzvah.
Even you want to say that.
Let's say it is a mitzvah. Still, I'll figure out how you're allowed a refund shop. You know why? Because it indicates where it's a mitzvah. But what the scenarios, the heckers, the scenarios always have to go together.
Right.
So what was your scenario of plowing? I mean, even if it's a mitzvah, once it's already plowed, you agree to me, you don't have to plow again for the Omer, right? And now, let's say it's already plowed. I find a plowed field. Do I have to plow it again, l'shem mitzvahs?
No.
So you agree to, even in this case, let's say the case of plowing is a mitzvah, but it's, you're holding in a scenario that it was already plowed, you don't have to plow again, correct?
Same as the chop wood for sukkah. Why would you chop wood for sukkah? It's a mitzvah, chop wood for sukkah if you already have wood for your sukkah.
Now, because it's not a mitzvah. So it's not a mitzvah to do it again. Even if it was a mitzvah, once it's already plowed, there's no more mitzvah.
Right.
Even if I tell you plowing is a mitzvah, the minute it's already plowed, it's not a mitzvah. If it's already mitzvah. So this case of reaping also, you might have to tell me it's talking about a scenario that if you already reaped, you no longer have to reap.
It's the case of reshut.
Which is a case which will equal a case of a personal case. It's not an obligation.
Right.
Again, just like this case, you hear the hekesh from Yehuda, so you hear the hekesh. Just like in this case, it was already plowed, you don't have to plow again. So this case also is referring to the case it was already plowed, you don't have to plow again. It was already reaped, you don't have to reap again.
But we have to reap.
To the exclusion of Karban Omer,
where there's a positive.
There is a positive, you have to reap again.
Right.
There, what do you mean, Mutter on Shabbos? That's Rebbe's second pshat. So Rebbe has two different pshat.
That's stronger. That's
Rebbe also strong because then no one's fighting him. The first of you are fighting and Hefshah Mitzvah is part of the mitzvah, it's not part of the mitzvah. He's feeling the vibe. So he's saying, you know what, forget about it. I'm feeling, you know, friction. Scratch it. Let's say it is a mitzvah. Let's say we're praying it is a mitzvah. I'll still show you the positive why still you're allowed to cut the Karban Omer. So this is only talking about a case. There's already plowed, you don't have to plow again.
Right.
So already reaped, you don't have to reap. Then it turns out you relax and chop.
Why did he do this?
Because I tell you, because the first shot he had friction. The first shot.
Oh, he had friction, but he was able to. He showed through.
He held us a better shot. He held us a better shot.
So what does that come to tell us about Hashem Mitzvah?
No, because in Hashem Mitzvah, it could be. It's
more. You
understand
my question?
Rather saying.
No, it's not a mitzvah.
Anyway, it's not really good. How do you help us walk that?
You know, well, he's acting
like a better shot. Is he show us that maybe there is something there that it is a mitzvah?
I'm not sure if he's so much in Hashem Mitzvah. He was more of the Pesuk and Leib. He felt like these people are telling me. The question is, how do you know the Pesuk is not talking about a mitzvah? Right, how do you know the pasuk is not referring to a mitzvah? So he said the pasuk is only preparing for a mitzvah. It's not so much part of the mitzvah. But he's more bending towards the other pshat. It sounds like he would say Hashem Mitzvah is more part of it. I mean, everyone's going to agree it's not the mitzvah itself.
Right.
But it sounds like he's bending more.
It sounds like he had to come out of it.
But it could be just to answer them. I'm not sure if he holds it for
there
himself.
There is a mitzvah.
Or it's just to answer them. It could be just for their. I mean, you're heading with the question with your shita. A lot of times the Gemara says, I'll answer you on your grounds. I'm not sure if he holds it for himself. He said, I could have told you to knock you out. Rashi says, to knock your question, I have a better answer for you. So I'm not so sure in Rebbe himself, but it's good. There definitely is, you definitely see he's bending for sure in Hefshah Mitzvah, that's more like a mitzvah.
But there is a mitzvah to reap the Omer.
So when it's a mitzvah to reap the Omer, then you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. That's what it says. So let's see this tomorrow. We'll see it again in a few minutes. We'll try to see more inside to Rashi, and hopefully tomorrow we'll start the Mishnah.
I have a question.
Okay.
So
you have a good question.
You say that you've got already the Omer reaped. It's not a mitzvah. You have to do it to be go to the mitzvah. So are you allowed to at that point? Do I do it again?
Yeah, you have to do the Shabbos. You have to. According to Rabbi, you have to. If it would come out,
what do you mean do it again? If it was found,
you never did it.
Yeah.
It was never done.
There's nothing else to read.
I mean, if some guy already cut down the stalks before,
all of it,
and now
it left the pair, it left the corners.
And then what? So that was your question.
So how would you listen to this? Because there's not enough to read.
Not.
Okay.
Not. Right. Says that you have to cut it down.
Fine. Let's see the Gemara inside again. Let's see Rabbi Sekhub Shad again. Hadar Amarava. Would it be the first wide line in the Gemara? Hadar Amarava. Rabbi went back and said, which means he like retracted for his first teres. In Lava Mil Sahita Amri. I'm not saying something, which Rashi says, I'm not saying I don't like the first shot so much. Scratch the first shot. Now, the path is in my time of wine. So what's the reason why I could explain to you that Tira is that cutting down is different. Cutting down a mitzvah is allowed.
You see what it says over there? So I'm sorry. It says lo milta. It says these aren't words.
I know. Rashi says both times. I don't know why. I'm an alpha. I know. Basis. Rashi says both times. Rashi is very careful to say. He's saying he's not totally retracting.
Oh, he says he's not totally
retracting. Rashi both times.
Sounds like he's retracting.
I know. That's what it sounds like. But Rashi both times. Rashi says, what does Rashi say here? La milsi dami. Shehali la shiva. I should have answered tshuva nitachas, like a winning answer. The Krah Lava Mitzrayim.
The strong
answer, right? Like, and saving Rashi.
Not that it wasn't.
Yes, interesting. Rashi and Amin Aleph also said, Raya, tell you, I have a better answer. It's Rashi said, Amin Aleph also, I have it better. So what's he saying? Ksira Dumya Dekharisha. Your scenario in the pasuk of reaping has to be similar to the scenario of plowing. Ma Kharisha, what is it just like by the case of plowing? Matza Kharish, even if once you found it plowed, even if you already found the plow, even for Ketira, so Amar Eino Charish, you don't have to plow it down, you don't have to plow anymore. Av Ketira, also Ketira Nami, also, we're referring to a case that is already cut down, then...
How is he making that jump? Just like
it's a heckish.
Just like you found the... because it's still in for the mitzvah of
Covered over.
Just if you found the horash, you wouldn't have to horash again. You wouldn't have to plow again.
So pasuk.
So too by it's a weird jump because then so too by kitzer, when you find it plowed, you do have to plow again. I mean, you do have to cut again.
In my pasuk, I'm making a hackish. It's just like in the pasuk.
The pasuk itself is referring to Corbin. You're jumping one, like two steps on the second.
Right. Piece. So Rashi really said like this. Rashi really said the pasuk is not referring to Korban Omer. Rashi is saying just like in generally speaking, if you find a plow already, there's no mitzvah to plow a new field, right? So the Rashi is saying right. Rashi learned the pasuk is not in a mitzvah of Ketir Sami. So just like in a case where it's already plowed, in a normal scenario you don't have to plow again,
right?
That scenario. So too. By the case of Ketira, of cutting down, also, the pasuk is referring to a case where even if you found cut, there's no mitzvah to cut it down again. It's like an everyday case, right? You found to be plowed. Is there a mitzvah to plow it again? Stop, middle of nowhere. No such mitzvah. So too, this scenario of reaping is also referring to a case where there's no mitzvah to reap, if it was already reaped.
So he's just going against his farm.
Why? Now,
an exclusion, where in a case where you needed to be reaped, there, you should do it. In a case where it's not a mitzvah,
it's wrong.
In a case where not a mitzvah,
it's Shabbos and it's not.
Oh, Shabbos! You find the field.
It's Shabbos. You find the
already plowed.
There's no mitzvah to plow again.
So, and that's when the Torah tells you have to rest.
By reaping, it's already reaped on Shabbos.
Where there's no mitzvah
to reap it again.
Then you should rest. But an exclusion. Of a case where
Corbin Omer,
where you have to read.
Right.
There, we don't let you. There, go through it. You don't have to rest. Right. So again, just like in a regular everyday case of plowing, it's already plowed. You have
on Shabbos.
In a regular scenario, not in the case of a mitzvah. If it's already plowed, my field's plowed. Is there a mitzvah to plow my field at a random Shabbos?
No.
So then you have to rest. Also in a case where it's already reaped. Is there a mitzvah to reap my field today?
No.
So then the Torah tells you have to rest. In a regular scenario on Shabbos, the exclusion of the case where there's a mitzvah, then you're allowed to. Good? Fine, Shabbos, stop it. tomorrow, Mishnah Be'ez Hashem, from the new bank, new Mishnah.